Biden allies, including the DNC, are pushing cell phone companies to work with them to, quote, dispel misinformation about vaccines sent over social media and text messages. In other words, the state becomes the arbiter of truth in public and private life. The ADL and PayPal recently announced a partnership to deplatform extremists. The ADL also considers vaccine criticism, quote, racist, extremist, anti-Semitic conspiracies. So you see where this is going. Yeah. Vaccine criticism could cost you your reputation and livelihood. Meanwhile, as you noted, the CDC has announced that everyone, vaccinated or not, must wear masks indoors, including everyone in K-12 schools. This is psychotic. Children are the least susceptible to COVID and the most vulnerable to fear-mongering. There's been a spike in suicide attempts in children under 13. But this isn't going to stop on its own because there's so much money involved. COVID-19 vaccine profits have minted 9 new pharma billionaires. This is the same industry that was pushing the opioid crisis. They're now heroes, right? So where's GOP leadership? McConnell says everyone needs to get vaccinated or it's back to lockdowns. The GOP is fixated right now on virtue signaling about totalitarianism in Cuba and abroad and seemingly uninterested with its creep at home, and that has to change.
Totalitarianism. Is that the right word?
I don't...
Being a totalitarian... In other words, a controller.
Totalitarianism?
Thank you very much there. That's why we have an intern. Oh, she's okay. Get her some oxygen. Totalitarianism. Yes, it's a creeping in on us, Janet, and it's creeping in on my brain and clouding it and fogging it up and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, the opener there.
You're okay. All I can think of is Finding Nemo.
Okay.
Where he's like, don't hurt yourself, kid. When he's trying to say anonymity.
Oh, anonymity? I can say that.
It's like, don't try to hurt yourself.
Sounds
kid.
Like something you
You'll
buy
be
at
fine.
CB Fleet anonymity.
Oh, you know, today I just want to talk about puppies and kittens.
Okay.
And,
we can work that in.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a.
I don't want to talk about Simone Biles. I don't want to talk about the Olympics. I don't want to talk about.
We already had the
vaccinations or masks. I don't want to talk about immigrants or the border. I don't want to talk about any of that stuff.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
How about some music?
Wow.
We're going to have that story a little bit later. A little
polka?
Chicken dance for you.
Oh.
It's a chicken story.
It's a chicken story.
Oh, yeah,
about
yeah.
the chicken. That was the chicken dance.
It was.
At first it sounded like a polka. I wasn't sure where
well,
we were
Well, it is
going.
Kind of a polka.
Right.
Yeah. It's actually, I'm going to play that this weekend.
So.
They've actually asked for the chicken dance, which is rare. They asked for the electric slider, Cupid shovel, but they want the chicken dance.
In the chicken dance.
They're from Pennsylvania.
Right.
Altoona, Pennsylvania, where Sheetz is, that was where the first Sheetz.
I did not realize that there are parts of the country where the polka is still so popular until I came across, quite by accident, Molly B's Polka Party.
Oh, wow.
Which is a show. That apparently shows up on some cable networks on occasion. Fun Time Polka, a show.
Yeah.
And Big Joe's Polka Show.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, all we need is Lawrence Wilk.
I mean...
Hello there, we're doing the Pennsylvania Polka.
I don't know what it was that was on... And then the Molly B's polka time comes up. I'm like, what is happening here? I feel like I was being punked a little. I wasn't, but I felt like I was.
One song that won't be in my playlist this weekend, though. That's right there, a Pennsylvania polka. No, she's too fat for me. She can't do that song no more. She's too fat for me.
That's a song.
Oh, that's a polka song. She's too fat for me.
Well, we used to have a song that would get requested... When we were doing bluegrass music, and that was Always Marry an Ugly Girl.
Really?
Yes.
Didn't know that was a song.
Yeah, that's the only kind. She'll never ever leave you, and if she does, you don't mind. So those are just some of the lyrics for you.
That's pretty sharp.
All right. We got our thought of the day for this Thursday. The really great people are the ones who know how to make the little people feel great. Okay. I agree with that.
All right.
So that was the great thing about Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
That's why people love Richard Simmons. We were talking about him not that long ago. He was very good at helping the unseen feel seen.
You could tell, and I think you shared this, but I've heard this about other people. When he got in a conversation, like he was making eye contact with that person and really hearing what their needs were.
Yeah, he was really paying attention. He wasn't, he was present and accounted for.
Right.
Until it was 9 o'clock and then it was time to call his mom. But then, he was very, present for her. And then he would get back to the business of the day.
God bless him.
So that's a good example of that one.
Yeah, he just had a birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, not so very long ago. 434-248-0704. That is our text number, and we give you that because, we like for you to share it with our Mind Jam trivia.
Yeah, this popular cartoon character is banned in Finland. What character is it? And for bonus points, why was he banned?
Yep.
Finland, of all places.
Yeah, well, apparently they're very, very selective about their cartoon characters and have very strict guidelines.
So. I have someone in mind.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if you're right coming up. In the meantime, we'll get folks to text us and make a guess.
All right.
On this day in history, in 1907, Sir Robert Baden-Powell forms the Boy Scouts of England.
Oh, okay.
That's apparently they started in England.
Wow.
That I did not know.
I didn't either.
He's probably rolling over in his grave right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, in 1987, Ben and Jerry's and Jerry Garcia agree on a new flavor. Cherry Garcia. Not my favorite Ben and Jerry's. It's always hard to eat Ben and Jerry's now, though, so because they're so liberal.
Yeah.
Kind of puts a bitter taste in my chunky monkey, which is my favorite.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Now I just try to duplicate it at home on the rare occasions that I have.
There you go.
In 2019, the record for the longest run at the top of the U.S. single charts is made by this bizarre combination.
Little Nas X remix with Billy Ray Cyrus. The video's not bad. I watched the
video. No, it's a good video.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably know what it is. They made a Dorito commercial out of it, too. God, no stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I keep going back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town road. I wanna ride till I can't go.
Good song.
Yeah.
Number one for 17 weeks.
Yeah. And it's, pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it, mostly because it had Sam Elliott in the Doritos commercial. But but I liked it other than that, too. And I'm a little funny about the whole rapping in country songs.
Right.
But for some reason, that one worked for me and for many others as well.
Yeah,
celebrity birthdays today. Documentary maker Ken Burns. I've watched a lot of his documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
He turned 68.
What was it about that one moment when you said, I have to do this?
And I suddenly realized that this would be American history firing on all cylinders, but just great stories. Just a good old boy. Everything in America, every manifestation is never a one thing. Because it's America, it's a many things. It's an alloy, stronger by that combination.
Yeah, and we're losing that.
Yeah.
People cannot seem to make that grasp.
Yeah, they want to put everything in their own silo and just say, hey, it can't
And they want it to be sanitized. And if it's not perfect and sanitized, it's bad. And we have to get rid of it.
Yep.
When every single one of us, there's not one person short of Jesus that has a story like that. And even Jesus' story was messy.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Not because of him, but it was still messy and not pretty.
Right.
All right. More birthdays. Rocker Geddy Lee turned 68 years old.
He's from Rush. Yep. Those guys rocked. We lost a rocker yesterday.
I know. Yeah. We'll have to play some of their music.
Bass player from ZZ Top.
Yeah, that was sad. Mm-hmm. We're going to start hearing more of that,
I know.
I'm afraid.
It's going to be more and more.
Yeah.
Soon it'll be
next guy.
One of us.
Yeah. I just love... Wow.
We were going up, and Mark brought us.
That unraveled quickly.
Well, someday it'll be us. I mean, I'm getting up in that age. I mean, I'm not too far from these guys. Just a few years. And it's funny. It's not really funny. The first three people here in our birthdays, they're all 68, and they're all still very much alive, thankfully.
Right.
This next guy,
I love him.
He is hilarious.
I started watching him on Project Runway. Now I watch him on Making the Cut with Heidi. Style guru Tim Gunn. He turned 68.
Okay.
This looks like she's going to the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
This looks as though she dressed up a little to go milk the cows.
And I'm looking at, quite frankly, a sea of black. These wonderful design details that you have mm-hmm. in the pant, I just feel it all gets lost.
Can I tell you something very bluntly? You, head to toe, look cooler than this.
And when the first
but
one
he's is... he's always nice about
right,
it.
Right, right. I mean, he's honest about what he sees.
But he gets his point across.
Well, that first one, literally, the lady had an outfit on. He was talking about the bottom part of the outfit. And the top part of the outfit was like, you're going out to milk a cow. Because it looked like almost like a shower curtain kind of a thing. And the bottom was very elegant. And I was like, why would you mix the two?
It's because they're trying to do different things
right.
in fashion.
Cutting
and it's
edge.
Hard.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. And 1 minute, they could get a review like that. Mm-hmm. And then the next minute, they're like, oh, you're the most brilliant thing to ever come down the runway. And you're just sitting going, that's equally crappy. And the thing that you were... But I don't know anything about fashion.
I think
I'm wearing a bandana today. So what can... I have like nothing.
He's being honest from his perspective. He's got an eye for this stuff.
There's
no doubt.
He does. And Tim is usually right, for mm-hmm. sure. Country singer Martina McBride's also having a birthday today. She turns 55 years old.
Let freedom ring. Let the white dove sing. Let the whole world know that today's the day of a reckoning.
You can sing with it if you want.
Let the weak be strong.
Can't sing that high.
Let the right be wrong.
I will say, I went to a Martina McBride concert. Uh-huh. I had to leave the concert.
How come?
I got a headache.
Really?
Her
so
voice
high.
Is so high
yeah.
that it kind of gives me a headache. Mm. A talented lady.
Yeah.
But I was just like, what is happening right now? I don't know. I also found out yesterday she was in an episode of Baywatch.
Really?
Isn't that a bizarre little tidbit?
I wonder. Huh.
I don't know. It was interesting.
She drowned. Did David Hasselhoff
save her
and sing to her that night?
I don't know. I'm not a Baywatch fan, yeah. but apparently she was on there. One more birthday today. Rhythm and blues singer Wanya Morris is 48. You may not know the name individually, mm-hmm. but you'll know this group. Lord.
He's a handsome fella now.
Oh, they were
he looks
all
like,
handsome.
I remember, did the song Chef Isaac Hayes? He looks like a young Isaac
and
Hayes.
I don't know if they all have pristine reputations, mm-hmm. but if they don't, please don't tell me.
Yeah, we don't want to know.
Because they just kind of come across as just being very smooth mm-hmm. and not in a player kind of way.
Right.
So, yeah.
We can only hope.
I hope they're boys to gentlemen. That's what I'm hoping for anyway.
Yeah.
We'll see.
There you go.
All right. Our text number is 434-248-0704. We're talking about cartoon characters this morning.
Yep. This popular cartoon character is banned in Finland. What character is it? And for bonus points today on this Life Hack Thursday, why was he banned in Finland?
So far, we've had guesses of Yosemite Sam and Pepe Le Pew.
Okay.
And Porky Pig.
Okay.
No, those aren't. That's not it.
None of them.
That's not correct.
See, I had this funny suspicion that it could be, somebody from Looney Tunes, like the Roadrunner or something like that. So.
Well, I mean, apparently everyone's offended by by Looney Tunes now. I'm not sure why, because I love them still. We'll be back with the answer when we return.
Hungry for some truth with a side of common sense?
You want answers?
Then you found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
Clean look.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to have at your house, don't you, Janet?
Oh my gosh, yes.
We recently, you've already met this gentleman.
You're talking about our new sponsor.
Our new sponsor,
back here with us on the Morning Jam.
Executive Maintenance. We had the chance to talk to
Steve Roberts.
Yeah, got to meet him. It was just delightful. And he's come on board with the station and with us. And we're so excited. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you, because you've actually used Steve on more than a couple of occasions.
I have known Executive Maintenance for over 20 years. I'm the mom of three kids.
Right.
And when you've got especially three little kids, you need to have the number on direct dial for
you
executive
have an occasional disaster.
Well, I mean, look, for me, my early relationship with Steve was about carpet cleaning and upholstery. I mean, he literally saved a brand new sofa for me. Saved it. I'd spent all this money on a sofa and my two-year-old managed to destroy it, and it wasn't his fault. He didn't feel well, and I called Steve in, and he literally saved that upholstered furniture for me. And he would say, okay, while I'm here, do you want me to do this? And the prices were fantastic. He made my furniture look like it was brand new. Same thing with the carpet. He would come in and do the carpet, and whatever it is, magic that he does, the carpet was practically dry when he left. The machinery, the way he used it, and it always just looked so good. I always had that kind of relationship with him, especially when my children were younger. Executive Maintenance is just a phone call away, 434-610-1634.
Insane Radio Deals has never offered a deal like this. We've partnered with T4 Tactics to offer two amazing deals just for our listeners. T4 Tactics is hosting concealed permit classes, 2 hours in a classroom and 1 hour on the range. An $89 value can be yours for only $45. Or take their 2 hour pepper spray workshops, a $35 value, only $18. A limited number of spaces are available, so claim yours before they're gone. Only at InsaneRadioDeals.com.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Six 24. Getty Lee's birthday, 68. Years old. I was going to say 68 degrees, but that would make him very dead. So,
yes.
68 years old today from Rush. That's the song Tom Sawyer. Actually, that was the song that was used. If you recognize that intro, Don Imus on the Imus in the Morning program used that song.
That was his song.
As his kind of intro that he would do at the beginning of the show. Don Imus, friend for some, not many, foe for many. he had a lot of people he dogged over the years, but there was a great respect for his ability to do radio.
He didn't seem to care, though.
He didn't. Yeah.
It was like, well, you know, whatever. And that's the thing. You got to be able to take the heat.
Roll if you're going to punches.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So that's how that works. Got our Mind Jam trivia
this
morning.
Yeah, we do. And I got a guest from Florida. They said Bart Simpson. I don't know if that's right or not. But here is the question. This popular character... He was banned in Finland, of all places. If you know, for bonus points, why he was banned, that would be, we'll throw in an extra way to go, because we're not giving anything away, although we do have a program voucher that we're going to give away later in the show. Janet, I was giving you all kinds of guesses during
right.
And you just were like looking at me like, no,
that's
you're not
it.
Even close.
Well, I mean, this is, some say it's an urban legend, but it's been widespread since the 70s, that Donald Duck...
Really?
Banned because he doesn't wear pants.
Oh, jeez.
Mickey wears pants, but Donald
right.
doesn't wear pants.
Okay. So
now, some folks in Finland are like, that's ridiculous because our ducks go around without pants, too. apparently, the story is that in the 70s, they were cutting a cost, and so the Helsinki Youth Center decided to cut back on purchasing comics.
Okay.
And sports were given top priority.
Right.
Donald got the boot from it. But apparently, when the man responsible for the decision was a politician, he was standing in Parliament, and his opposing party
right.
started the rumor.
Oh my gosh.
That's why.
So politicians will go to any length.
That's right.
To make their point, even trashing.
That's right.
Which a wholesome and it's, cartoon character.
And it's still, that rumor still goes around today. And that just goes to show you, even when you think you know the story of stuff, you don't know the story. You just don't know.
Right.
I mean, what a stupid thing. It's funny.
Was Donald Duck vaccinated? That's what I want to know.
That's what I want to know. I mean, you think about all the characters. Porky Pig didn't have pants on.
Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, Bugs. All he had was a carrot.
Sometimes he wore a dress.
Well, that he was. Ooh,
I mean, he was cutting
edge.
Wait
a minute.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Occasionally.
Oh, my gosh.
Occasionally.
Oh, no.
It's true. Jeez. Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them out there.
Somebody said Pepe Le Pew. I don't think he wore pants either.
He wore that
white stripe, which made him probably a racist.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Jay said, when I used to listen to Imus, it was always a weird listening experience because he could be so interesting and funny sometimes. Then he would lapse into these moments of real ugly anger.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm. He was one of the most popular bipolar hosts.
In radio.
Right.
You know, you don't all have to be bipolar, but it certainly helps. So there's that. Hmm. Lots to talk about today in both locally and nationally. Mm-hmm. Some stories that I really don't want to go to.
But, I know. You said no masks, no vaccines, no Simone, yeah, I mean, what did that leave us?
No show, pretty much.
Pretty much.
If you did that. So we did get a story that was sent in by a listener.
Okay.
About some of the things that are going on as far as transporting kids in the dark of the night.
Yes.
From the border.
From the border.
So we do need to talk about that story.
Yeah. We had the story, I believe Tucker Carlson covered it or one of the other folks on Fox, how the military's being used.
But this has been going on. This has been going on since May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've stopped busing, I think, and they've started flying them.
Yes.
Because the buses, they caught on to the buses.
Yep.
And they started filming the buses in the dark of night.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these bus drivers are like, we don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a call late saying you need to be here in 20 minutes, pack your stuff.
Right.
Get there. And then the next thing they know, they've got a bus full of illegal immigrants that they're transporting to these bigger cities.
Sure.
So typically they're taking them out of Dallas and they're taking them into places like New York, Chicago, Miami, also dropping kids off in places like Chattanooga and Nashville. The governor of Nashville says they have no idea what's going on.
Right.
Not being told
anything.
The federal
government's not telling them
right.
squat.
Right. And so there's a lot of this stuff going on and zero transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem.
I mean, and it's why? I mean, tell us what you're doing unless you think it's going to be a problem. And that's what they think it is. It's going to be a problem. That's
well, other, like
otherwise,
I say,
why would you do it in the dark of night?
This has been going on that we know of mm-hmm. since May.
Yeah.
And apparently now that they're flying people in.
I hope somebody can come forward. I know they risk losing a lot. But it's the only way we find out things is when there's a whistleblower, and they should be protected by the whistleblower protections that are out there because they're using military aircraft. It's insane.
For human trafficking.
Right, right.
I mean, if we're being honest.
Exactly. And some of these are small kids that are...
Yeah, they don't know what's going on.
They don't have adults with them. I mean, it's like our government is aiding and abetting some child trafficking in a sense.
And how do you not let the governors
of the states
of
know.
The states
right.
know that you're dropping off hundreds of
mm-hmm.
potentially
COVID positive too?
Well, we don't
because,
know.
You know, yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Oh yeah, and if you don't have your vaccine and you're a white evangelical,
if
you're a white evangelical non-vaccinated.
I just wanted to talk about Peppies and kittens. That's what I wanted to talk about today.
I'm willing to even talk about Pepe Le Pew.
We did that.
Oh yeah, he got in trouble not long ago. That's right.
We've got your We got your local headlines coming up.
CBS News Brief. The president takes a new step today to try to tamp down a Delta-fueled surge in COVID cases in the U.S. CBS's Laura Podesta.
President Biden is expected to unveil new rules for all federal workers and contractors. They'll either have to get vaccinated or submit to regular testing and social distancing rules.
Disney World and Disneyland are bringing back indoor mask rules at theme parks. Chicago's health commissioner, Dr. Allison Arwady, is making a plea to fans headed to the Lollapalooza music festival today.
Don't attend. If you develop any symptoms of COVID-19 and you haven't taken a test, even if you're fully vaccinated, and if you've tested positive for COVID in the last 14 days, do not attend.
Attendees have to show vaccination cards or recent negative COVID tests. CBS News confirms the first plane carrying Afghan interpreters who worked alongside U.S. troops has left Kabul for Dulles Airport. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. Governor Northam says his team is reviewing CDC masking guidelines and expect to release new recommendations in the next few days. In the past week, the Roanoke City and Allegheny Health District has seen 230 new COVID cases. The district director says 97% of those are in unvaccinated people. This time around, Carilion Clinic leaders say the hospital is more prepared for a surge. Doctors say the Delta variant of COVID-19 is believed to be the main strain in Virginia and accounts for about 80% of new cases. Happening tonight, the Bedford County School Board will hold a special meeting. The board will be discussing updates on guidelines pertaining to transgender students. Part of those updates include guidance on restroom usage. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes. Stand by for news and commentary next.
As you plan your summer college visits, add Liberty University to the list. With many visiting options to choose from, you're sure to find the right one to fit your schedule. Spend a few hours exploring campus with our student-led team at Tour LU, dig deeper and learn more about life at Liberty during Experience LU, or take your next steps towards becoming a student at Decide LU. Learn more and register today by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596. See you this summer.
In 1996, Carrie Strug made Olympic history in Atlanta. She broke her ankle on the vault, but instead of pulling out of the competition, she played through the pain. Ms. Strug stuck the landing on her second vault and helped Team USA win its first ever team gold medal in women's gymnastics. That remarkable moment stands in stark contrast to Simone Biles, proclaimed by many to be the greatest of all time. Yet her team was denied a gold medal because she needed to take a mental health day. Ms. Biles said the stress had become too much. She needed to prioritize her well-being. The blue check marks on Twitter rushed to defend Ms. Biles. They said her decision to quit on her team was brave, but it was an act of selfishness that has come to define the selfie generation. Could you imagine a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide telling Coach Bear Bryant he was taking a day off for some me time? Sweet mercy, America. I'm Todd Starnes.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ 7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Wyatt. Partly to mostly sunny today, hot, highs at 95. Look for lows in the low 70s tonight with a stray shower. On Friday, 94 the high with a 20% chance of showers, lows at 65. That cool front brings in less humid air over the weekend and slightly cooler too, with daytime highs Saturday in the mid and upper 80s, overnight lows in the low 60s.
Currently 68 degrees in Bedford, 68 in Roanoke, 70 in Alta Vista and Danville, and 70 in Lynchburg.
Danville, you're going to, so I want you to hear the whole story, Janet, because I know this one might get to your, pull your heartstrings, because it's about pets. A pet boarding business is struggling to keep its door open after an out-of-state woman abandoned several dozen dogs. Rachel Peters and her family have been doing this pet resort down in the Danville area for a long time. I was 10 years old since I've been doing this, said Peters. It was last summer. The 20-year-old decided to uproot her life and move back to Danville to carry on the family tradition. She now runs the business all on her own, and it's been hard, especially during the pandemic. There was a lady that came down from Maryland and brought 38 dogs with her. and said, I need to put these dogs in your pet resort. And then she abandoned the pets. And it just really put a burden, upon the young lady, Miss Peters. And she has pushed through it. Some of the local shelters have helped, donating, some supplies and so on and so forth. Peters has been able to get nearly 30 of the 38 dogs adopted. She's optimistic that the Danville Pet Resort can stay in business. I would encourage you to contact those folks down at, if you're in the Danville area, the Danville Pet Resort, and talk to Miss Peters and say, you know what, we'd like to maybe foster a couple of dogs until you get homes for them to help carry that burden. So a story that started out kind of good, a transfer of pets, then abandoned, bad, but 30 of those 38 pets have been, they found new homes.
That's
forever
good.
Homes.
That's a good thing. A judge has revoked the release of Thomas Robertson, the former Rocky Mount police officer who faces charges in his reported involvement in the Capitol riots earlier this year. He was granted pretrial release with several conditions that he allegedly violated. He was taken into custody after investigators say he ordered more than $50,000 worth of firearms and ammunition. He says he did not violate his pretrial conditions because the guns and ammunition were not in his possession. The judge argued that there is probable cause to believe he committed a felony while on pretrial release and must remain in custody.
Rise Salem made history as the first off-site cannabis dispensary in the region. They are located on West Main Street, and they allow customers in the area to no longer travel all the way to Abingdon to get their products, which is what they would do beforehand for medical marijuana. Leaders with Dharma Pharmaceuticals said the company has been waiting for this moment for a long time. It looks like they are in some sort of old bank building from the pictures. It looks like that, and it does look like a very official type of store. It's not like looking like a fun recreational situation that they're trying to disguise as something medical. It looks pretty serious, and they have a drive-through so people can pick up their prescriptions through the windows. And as a medical cannabis dispensary, the patients have to be a registered patient with the Virginia Board of Pharmacy to purchase these products. They are carrying chewables, inhalation products, topical creams, and oils. So that's definitely a change for Virginia, but it's a first for the area.
We were talking earlier about Matt. At his age, he says he doesn't want to try. And you said, don't worry, Matt, we're going to get you gummies.
That's right. I said, there are some mornings I'd like to toss a gummy his way just to mellow him out a little bit. But it's all good.
It is. But
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to push it. I'm not going to push the gummies on you. No. Okay. So what would, hopefully he's not listening.
Okay. We can only hope.
What would happen if... I just went and bought some of the, the gold bears.
Mm-hmm.
Just the Harbor of Gold Bears. And I kept them in like a little prescription bottle.
Right.
And then maybe there would have some type of, if he thought they were the other kinds of gummies, would that have some type of placebo effect? Maybe.
Possibly, yes.
I'm doing it.
I think you should.
I'm going to do it. I'm doing it next week.
Okay.
I'm gonna get the gold bears. I'm gonna put them down in a prescription.
Gold. Oh, Colombian gold, maybe.
No, Harborough. Oh, okay. Gold. Just the really good ones.
Right. Right.
Yeah, the really soft, yummy ones. Mm-hmm. And I'll put them down. And then if he's having a bad day, I'm like, oh, okay. Here's your gummy bear. I think it might work. I'm doing it.
This is what I choose.
I'll keep y'all posted.
This is what I choose to do with Matt.
It's bow time.
Okay, I got to do this story.
Well, look.
What? What?
The gummy bear's probably going to be cheaper.
Well, he'll have the munchies after the gummy bears, so I'd throw him some chicken nuggets or something. Bojangles has entered the chicken sandwich arms race, Janet.
Oh, Lord.
Now, we know McDonald's did, 6 months ago, and we know how that ended, at least in my case. I mean, I thought if I needed to get a retread, I'd go down to the tire store instead of getting a chicken sandwich from McDonald's, because that's what it was like. It was really not good. So Bojangles announces the new chicken sandwich on the same day Popeyes is debuting its chicken nuggets. This chicken thing is a big deal.
What is the deal? What is the deal with the chicken sandwich wars? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Everybody's trying to be Chick-fil-A.
Well, that's it. Chick-fil-A beats them all hands down. I have not been to Popeyes yet. Have either one of you guys made it to Popeyes yet?
No. I just don't do the fast food thing. Yeah. It's just not my thing.
The new Popeyes, you know, there was a day, but I had just eaten lunch, that there was only three cars in line. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't even, because when you take it home and you stick it in the fridge and your microwave, you're not giving it a fair try. So anyway, the chicken race continues. Anybody checking out the new Bojangles chicken sandwich, let me know how it compares to the Popeyes and how those two compare to the Chick-fil-A sandwich. I would really, really be interested in your thoughts.
Look, I saw... I saw somebody, it was a man, who posted a picture of a chicken sandwich. I don't know where it came from, but he was irate because he had asked for extra pickles.
Right.
And they had put two pickles on his sandwich. And he's like, does this look like extra pickles? I said, well, if typically they would only put one on there, technically they doubled the number of pickles they put on there. So
interesting.
He was not impressed. He didn't think that was a good answer.
So when you...
Like, how many pickles do you want on your sandwich?
I know. I mean, a couple should be enough.
One would think.
Three gives it full coverage. Do you get liability insurance or do you get full coverage when it comes to pickles? I don't know.
And do you want a pickle sandwich or do you want a chicken sandwich?
Well, yeah.
But I've known those people.
Yeah.
And look, my best friend in high school, she would go get a double... She would get a double cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
The little one from McDonald's.
Right.
She would ask for 10 packs of ketchup.
Oh, wow.
She would put 5 on her for dipping and 5 on the burger.
So she had to dip and have it on the burger.
She did. And I was like, can you even taste it? Do you just taste ketchup?
Right.
I don't understand.
It's like my wife's t-shirt that says I like ketchup on my ketchup.
Kim Cash. Wow. The hamburger was just a vehicle to get the ketchup into her body. That's what I'm like, you're the only person I know who uses a hamburger as a utensil. But that's just where
that's
we were.
That's pretty good, yeah.
That's where we were in the situation.
So when it comes to Chick-fil-A, do you, Kaylee, do you eat it straight up with the pickle or do you put mayonnaise or Chick-fil-A sauce? How are you doing your sandwich?
Absolutely no mayo.
Okay.
That's people do that.
Wow, a travesty.
I do.
She's anti-mayo.
Extra pickles and either Polynesian sauce or buffalo sauce.
Okay, so what's the definition of extra pickles?
Because I just say extra pickles and whatever they put on, I take.
You're happy with? Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty.
I don't ask for food to be changed. So I don't like doing that.
I know. No. Yeah, I got you. So not Chick-fil-A sauce.
No.
It's the Polynesian.
It has mayo in it, so.
Oh.
I can either do mayo or Chick-fil-A sauce. I do like the spicy sandwich with Chick-fil-A sauce.
And see, I never, ever get a sandwich.
Right.
I always get the nuggets.
The nuggets, okay.
And my most favorite thing there is the chicken minis, which I think they should serve all day long.
Mm. Okay.
Because that is pretty much what food in heaven's going to taste like.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Well,
that's just my opinion.
Right.
But
after learning how they came up with the chicken nugget at McDonald's, they literally had what they called a chicken SWAT team. If you watch the food that built America.
Oh, I don't know that I want to see that episode.
Yeah. How they came up, and there's 5 designs. There's 5. I never knew this. I just ate them. I just dipped them and ate them. There's literally 5 designs. They figured out a way to break the chicken apart and put it back together.
Yeah, because it's not even chicken. I mean, it's not even a real chicken.
Well, but it's chicken parts. I mean, they put it together.
Okay.
And it's in 5 different designs. But you thought they were trying to make, you know, the Project Manhattan that they came up with, the atomic bomb. I mean, it was like these guys were
serious business.
Oh, it was serious business.
Yeah.
That is such a good series.
And I used to love the nuggets. And then I was like, at some point I grew up and went, that's not even chicken. I don't know what I'm eating.
Right. Here. Well, to see the chicken nuggets over at Burger King.
And then I turned that away.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Unless it's real chicken, I'm not interested. Right.
Yeah, it's like a chicken
and
paste.
Think about it. Chickens don't have nuggets, so. Chicken legs, okay. Chicken thighs, sure. Chicken breast, all right. Chicken nuggets, no thank you.
I bet you they wouldn't make it on the Five and Dine.
Probably not.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They are located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are locally owned, family owned. They're an independent grocery store, and they have a meat department second to none. If you want an experience where, I don't know, there are actually cashiers to check you out, and you want to go talk to your butcher, tell them exactly what you want, F&L Market is the place for you. And their meats are certainly a cut above. Today on Five and Dine, I have a chicken fajita casserole for you because I'm in a casserole frame of mind here lately. When it gets hot, I don't like heating the kitchen up a whole lot. And so I kind of go the casserole route. Mm-hmm. You're going to start by preheating your oven to 350 degrees and grease a 9 by 13 inch bake dish with cooking spray. This is a great way to use your if you want to get a rotisserie chicken and use that, you can, or you can just take a pound of cooked boneless skinless chicken breast and shred that. You're going to put that into a large mixing bowl, heat up some olive oil in your skillet, and add strips of peppers and onion. I like to use green, red, and yellow bell peppers because I like those colors, along with some onion. And you're going to sprinkle it with some salt and pepper, and you're going to saute those until you basically have fajita veggies. Then remove them from the heat, add that to the chicken. In a large bowl, combine some cream cheese, like an 8-ounce block of cream cheese that's softened. I like to cut it up into pieces. That helps to, you know, make it easier to deal with. And then some shredded cheddar cheese and fajita seasoning mix, and mix it thoroughly until it's combined. Add that to the chicken and peppers. Transfer it into your bake dish and bake it for about 30 minutes. It gets hot and bubbly, and you can remove it, top it with some chopped cilantro, and it's great to serve with the beans and rice. You can just have your tortillas there. This is great for a crowd, and it's easy to pull together. Chicken fajita casserole, you want the recipe? Well, you can find that by going to Facebook, typing in Janet's Five and Dine, and just like the page, you'll be able to see every recipe that we share. And Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, keep that summertime grilling going with family pack ground beef, $2.79 a pound. Family pack ribeye steaks are $9.99 a pound. Save on Philly Gourmet Angus beef patties for $5.99 for a 24-ounce pack. Large size Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is 2 for $4. Sweeten things up with Duncan Hines cake mix, just 99 cents. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans. With all the talk about today's low interest rates, you may have wondered whether now might be a good time for you to refinance your home loan. If so, I would love to talk with you about it and discover how I can best help you. I'll create an in-depth analysis for you, comparing your current loan to several refinance options and taking into consideration your long and short-term plans. Then I'll make recommendations to you as to what I believe the best solution would be to accomplish your goals. I have more than 20 years' experience helping people obtain the best home loan possible, and I would love to help you too. Ready to explore your options? Then visit our website at lynchburglender.com to connect with me online, or you can call or text me directly at 434-238-8984. Again, that's online at lynchburglender.com or call or text me at 434-238-8984.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258. Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
As you plan your summer college visits, add Liberty University to the list. With many visiting options to choose from, you're sure to find the right one to fit your schedule. Spend a few hours exploring campus with our student-led team at Tour LU, dig deeper and learn more about life at Liberty during Experience LU, or take your next steps towards becoming a student at Decide LU. Learn more and register today by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596. See you this summer.
Hi, my name is Jacob Mast, the head golf professional at Poplar Grove Golf Club, with a few questions for you. What are the two sweetest sounds in golf? The swishing sound made by that perfect shot, and the sound you hear when the ball hits the bottom of the cup. Any golfer knows that, but here are some things you may not know. Did you know the last course Sam Snead designed was Poplar Grove Golf Course? Did you know that Poplar Grove is ranked number 14 in Virginia by Golf Digest? The final question is, have you seen us lately? We're Poplar Grove Golf Club. Call us for tee times or membership opportunities.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Your night takes its time, but the shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. We got a lot of nice girls.
I'm racing. 6:53. That bass you're hearing was Dusty Hill from ZZ Top. He passed away yesterday in his sleep. Go to their website. We are saddened by the news today that our comrade Dusty Hill has passed away at his home in Houston, Texas. We, along with the legions of ZZ Top fans around the world, will miss his steadfast presence, his good nature, and enduring commitment to providing monumental bottom-to-the-top music for ZZ Top. He is connected to Blues Shuffle in C forever. And that is from Frank and Billy from ZZ Top.
So how old was he?
I believe he was 70. It doesn't say here.
Okay.
I got that right off the website, but I believe it was in his early 70s.
Okay.
Those guys rocked the house. They even made an appearance in Back to the Future, either 2 or 3, when they went back in time. And during the Western days of the,
I always wondered
1800s.
What they look like underneath all that.
Yeah, I've always seen them with the beards.
Under
yeah.
all that fur.
The drummer, you know, he's clean shaven, I think, for the most part. But the two guys had that sporting yeah. those long beards for all those years. You know?
Oh yeah.
So he's going to be missed. Mm-hmm. And as you said earlier, Janet, you know, we're going to just be hearing by virtue of age. The passing of a lot of these great rock and roll
yeah.
people. And Mick Jagger, he's, I don't know how long
Except,
he's going to last.
He's never going to die.
It seems. Well preserved.
He'll be around forever.
Him and Ringo Starr. I think Ringo's going to outlast Paul. That's just my feeling. I could be wrong on that.
I was watching I looked at a thing yesterday, and they were like, ruin the name of a classic band with one word. And those were pretty classic.
Yeah.
They were like, I did may or may not have contributed to that one. I added dung to the Beatles.
Yeah.
That would ruin it. Absolutely ruined it.
Who did I meet? I just met somebody the other day. Oh, it was our own Matt. We have to whisper because he can hear us. he's got the studio bugged. He says, I just never really got, you know, I don't know what the big thing is about the Beatles. He's in his early 30s. But, you know, I guess you have to understand the history of the Beatles and the history of our country and the cultural changes that were going on and how the Beatles helped shape some of that.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. If you have any music ability at all,
right,
you can understand. I mean, there may be folks that I don't really appreciate. I don't really like the music, mm-hmm. but I can appreciate their talent.
Right.
The Beatles, undeniably talented.
Mm-hmm.
Just lyrically.
Right.
You know, you'd have to. How do you not get that? I don't understand. That was like the time that I had Patsy Cline on, And my son said, do we have to listen to this? I'm like, oh, dude, I'm pulling this car over. I am pulling it over right now. And my daughter is like, oh, no.
We're about to get a lecture.
Here's Music Appreciation 101 with
right,
Mom.
Right, right.
Don't disrespect Patsy Cline. that's when the educational process started.
You didn't have to take out the...
We reviewed it all. We'll start with your classic country, and then we'll move on to your classic rock, and, you know.
So where did they land? I'm curious. Or you've got three kids. Where did they all land that's common, and then they're separate
places? Actually, all three of my kids appreciate a wide variety of music, but I can tell you this much. They could identify the Stones, the Beatles,
right.
Fleetwood Mac. They know who Johnny Cash is.
Right.
They know who Patsy Cline is. Mm-hmm. They know Bach, Beethoven.
Right.
So they have a pretty broad... Now, when it comes to other than Mother Butchering Salt and Pepper, they probably don't know a whole lot about that genre.
Right, right.
But...
Well, you know, when I helped Philip move across the country,
I've been known to sing some In Vogue on occasion.
Right. When I helped my son move across the country to Des Moines, Iowa, he left behind. He just forgot to load up these the big notebooks that you could stick the CDs in. It would hold, 100 CDs back in the day. And he said, "Just keep it, Daddy. I've already put it on my computer." So I was like finding Steve Miller Band, the soundtrack to Forrest Gump, which has all kinds of really great music, even like things like the Marshall Tucker Band. And I just kept flipping through and going, wow, this kid's going to be okay. He's got quite a variety of music. What did you grow up on? I think you said, Kaylee, like some Christian music you guys grew up on and some mainstream stuff that mom and dad liked.
Well, my parents never really loved the mainstream stuff. They it was mostly Christian, and then my dad used to be in the rock scene in Philly, and so he used to play a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so he's a little bit of a music elitist.
Okay, fair enough.
But my mom liked to stick us with mostly like Christian and Disney until I got a hold of my cousin's iPod.
Oh,
in
what happened
seventh
there?
Grade, and he had Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert loaded on it. And so that's when I fell in love with country.
Okay.
And so I like mostly country, and then it's more like the lyrics for me.
Okay. Right, that's right.
So I'm a big fan of Taylor Swift.
Okay.
To be honest.
Because even if you don't like Taylor Swift, her talent is undeniable.
Her lyricism.
That's right.
You can't be
John Mayer is a man whore, but he's a great writer.
Yeah. Yep.
So
valid. Except for his new song, Why You Know Love Me.
Why You Know Love Me.
It makes me want to vomit.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Check that one out.
Well, yeah. No, just that
John,
phrase.
I know. Why
wouldn't you just say, why don't you love me?
Mm-hmm. Right. Stop it. Stop trying to be relatable.
Why? John Mayer. No one says why you know love me.
Well, they may.
Okay. I just don't want to be around them.
You just don't want to know those people. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. I mean, and of course, I sing James Taylor to all my babies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're very well versed with him. It's interesting how we're influenced by the music.
When my son plays it, I sing to my grandson every night. It's on Alexa. He says, put on Antoine's playlist. And the first song that pops up is me singing Good Night, the Beatles version. Ringo Starr originally sang it.
Nice.